Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rothman. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office received what is believed to be swatting or a fake call on Saturday, shortly after 5:30 in the afternoon. According to the sheriff, Tim Morse, the call reported one person was shot and two more people were being held captive in Holton, Kansas. Officers quickly determined that everyone was safe. Nashville singer-songwriter Blaine Younger has roots in Victoria.
Despite leaving a small Ellis County town, Younger feels fortunate to be surrounded by talented musicians in Nashville.
You really do feel like you're 3 minutes or a song away from maybe changing your life, and you've got those connections, and you're showing your face and networking.
Younger just released his song Heartland, which reflects his longing for his hometown and the dreams he aspires to achieve. His hope is to inspire others to go after their dreams no matter where they come from.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. At 1:47 a.m. on Sunday, the Hays Police Department received a report of a shooting in the 1000 block of East 8th Street in Hays. The caller went on to report that a male had been shot in the neck and was on the ground. Emergency responders were dispatched, and upon arriving, officers from the Hays Police Department made contact with the gunshot victim and began giving medical care until the Ellis County Emergency Services personnel arrived and took over that medical care. The gunshot victim was taken by ambulance to the Hays Medical Center, where he succumbed to his injuries. The Hays Police Department has one person in custody, and there are no other suspects involved, and the deceased's name has not been released at this time. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation's Crime Scene Response Team assisted the Hays Police Department with the investigation. The Schmidt Foundation has awarded $75,000 in grant funding to High Plains Mental Health Center for the purpose of expanding behavioral health workforce throughout Northwest Kansas. The two-year funding will provide generous scholarships for six staff members beginning master's level curriculum at Fort Hays State University, as they will provide outpatient therapy services at High Plains following their graduation. Nationwide, a chronic shortage of behavioral health professionals has made it difficult for agencies to keep pace with increasing needs for mental health and substance use disorder services, and the challenges are often exacerbated in rural areas. However, Walt Hill, the executive director, stated that High Plains has had previous success with efforts to grow their own workforce. Hill said this program will invest in six bright young professionals who will further their education, advance their careers, and then put their skills to good use serving the people of Northwest Kansas. All six staff members are currently employed as recovery specialists and will continue employment at High Plains while they complete the two-year advanced curriculum at Fort Hays State University. The scholarship funding is contingent on their attendance at Fort Hays State University in support of the region's only four-year university. When the two-year grant program concludes, High Plains will add six in-person outpatient therapists to their staff, significantly increasing capacity for mental health services in Northwest Kansas. Hill added that High Plains Mental Health Center served a record number of individuals in 2022 and is on track to have another very busy year in 2023. So expanding the workforce is necessary to keep pace with increasing demand and to continue their efforts to grow in becoming a certified community behavioral health clinic, one of the first in the state of Kansas. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Tina Smith of Minnesota introduced bipartisan legislation to make certain that patients who receive oral medications are not hit with thousands of dollars in unaffordable out-of-pocket costs that health plans routinely cover for patients receiving traditional IV chemotherapy treatments. The Senators' Cancer Drug Parity Act responds to the recent improvements in oral medications for cancer by preventing insurers from charging cancer patients higher copayments for those medications than they do for chemotherapy medicine delivered intravenously. An estimated 2 million Americans will be diagnosed with cancer this year, and a study on patients prescribed oral cancer medications found that 1 in 8 patients faced copayments of $2,000 or more for their first prescription. More than 40 states and the District of Columbia have enacted oral parity laws, which prevent health plans from creating different cost-sharing requirements for oral and IV cancer medicines, and these laws have made a significant difference for cancer patients. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt announced that the Kansas Insurance Department has made its final distribution to local firefighter relief associations, or FRAs, as pursuant to the Kansas Firefighter Relief Act. $16,863,037.79 has been distributed among 554 local FRAs throughout the state. Schmidt stated that firefighters put their lives on the line to keep us safe, and the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act acknowledges that by providing additional protections for firefighters and their loved ones. She said the act not only gives first responders needed safety nets, but it also allows local communities to provide their citizens with improved firefighting equipment and resources. The funds from the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act are generated by a 2% tax paid by insurance companies on fire and lightning insurance premiums written in Kansas, and associations primarily use their distributed funds for insurance premiums and safety enhancements. The relief funds may pay for the health, accident, disability, and life insurance premiums of local firefighters and safety enhancements such as new fire trucks, fire station building improvements, and firefighting gear. Norton County received $32,088.46 in total funds to be distributed to local fire departments. To learn more about the Firefighter Relief Act and see the statewide distribution of the 2023 Kansas Firefighters Relief Act funds, you can visit insurance.kansas.gov/firefighters. With harvest season underway in parts of the state, the Kansas Highway Patrol would like to remind motorists to use more caution and patience when traveling around farm trucks, tractors, combines, and other implements. Most farm equipment is not designed to travel at highway speeds and may only travel 15 to 25 miles per hour. And farm equipment is often wider than other vehicles and is sometimes wider than the lane of traffic. So extra room should be allowed when traveling near an implement on the road. Extra caution should be practiced on all roads, but especially on the busy rural roads with unmarked intersections. It's important to share the road safely for the sake of the farmers out working and for the motoring public. And some tips to keep in mind when sharing Kansas roads with farmers include to not assume the farmer knows you're there, pass with extreme caution. When a farm vehicle pulls to the right side of the road, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's turning right or allowing you to pass. Be patient, think of the slow-moving vehicle emblem as a warning to adjust your speed, and pay attention, as when you're not focused solely on the road, you increase your chances of a collision, especially if you should come upon a slow-moving farm vehicle. A bridge project along K-9 in Norton County was scheduled to begin today, June 26th. The Kansas Department of Transportation is replacing the bridge over Skull Creek, which is located approximately 4 miles east of the K-173 junction near Dinsmore. During the construction, K-9 will be closed to through traffic at the bridge, and motorists should follow the signed detour around the work zone using U.S. 283, U.S. 36, and U.S. 183. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the project to be complete in late November, conditions permitting. This project is one of three bridge replacements the Kansas Department of Transportation has planned along K-9 in Norton and Phillips counties in 2023 and 2024. The Phillips County bridges are located 3.5 and 7.5 miles east of the Norton County line. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. A celebration of life for Ray Darnell Pogue, 82, of Almena, will be held at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, June 28th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, June 27th, also at the funeral home. A private family interment will be held in the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena, and a memorial has been established to the Almena Fire Department and Hospice Services of Northwest Kansas, and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Make the most of your summer with a certificate from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. June 1st through the 30th, earn 5.2% APY on a 9-month certificate while you soak up the sun. Lock in this great rate today and start earning more from your savings. New deposits with a minimum of $5,000 are required to earn the stated APY. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
The Norton County Commission is currently seeking an individual that would be interested in serving on the Norton County Hospital Board of Directors. Name must be submitted to the Norton County Clerk's Office no later than July 7th, 2023. This appointment will be for an unexpired term. Name must be submitted by individual seeking the appointment. Name can be submitted in writing to Norton County Clerk, P.O. Box 70, Norton, Kansas 67654, or by calling 785-877-5710 and submitting your name for consideration.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. This Wheat Harvest Report is brought to you by Hitchpen.com. Buy and sell your ag products and services, including hay, equipment, livestock, harvest, and more quickly and securely at Hitchpen.com. Kansas got back to more of a typical hot and dry weekend of weather across the state, which hopefully has accelerated harvest in many areas. Of course, last week it was more of a stop and go with the rains that many in the state had during the 10-day stretch. Justin Knopf from Saline County spoke with our Slade Wiley and says they've been in good shape starting their harvest after fighting a lot of weeds during the 2022 harvest, like many farmers did across the state.
That was a big challenge. So far on the early side of harvest, at least here, we've had clean cutting. There are some weeds that are small down in the lower canopy, and the wheat is short, certainly again this year as it was last year, but so far those weeds that are there are down in the lower canopy, and some fields actually have been cleaner than I was expecting. It is on all of our farmers' minds. It's on our minds that being timely with harvest is going to be helpful if we can keep moving along here to try to get the crop out before those weeds get up higher into this short canopy.
Knopf says one of the biggest problems this year for many will be the height of the crop along with lower yields.
Everyone's well aware that we've been through a drought, and these rains have helped ease that some, but it takes a long time to get into a drought and a long time to get out. That drought, as well as in this central part of Kansas, was impacted not only from the drought, but from freeze damage as well. So that's led to below average yields.
It won't be too long, if not already, that we'll start to see widespread cutting of wheat across many areas and also start to move westward for wet wheat that is expected to go to harvest. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We may see a few severe thunderstorms pop up in our western counties again today, although these storms should be scattered as drier air moves in. A cold front will cross our state overnight and through Saturday night, bringing a chance of precipitation to most areas. Very warm temperatures expected for most of the weekend, except it will be a little bit cooler in our western counties on Sunday following that cold front. Occasionally gusty wind also expected behind the front, especially on Sunday. On the map heading into the afternoon, a nearly stationary front is off to our northwest. A low will develop along that front later on today, sending a cold front across our area. Another dry line is set up from the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles running southward, and high pressure is strengthening over the central Rockies. As for severe weather, most of it will stay in our western high plains this afternoon. A few severe storms could pop up in the south central counties through the late afternoon and evening. Low pressure develops to our north and west overnight, with a cold front swinging southward from that low, approaching our western counties overnight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the eastern and central counties for the overnight hours. Then for Saturday, the cold front will be in central Kansas, still warm statewide with 80s and 90s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms early in the eastern parts of our state. Then we get a chance of precipitation in the east through tomorrow afternoon, followed by clearing skies on Saturday night. Sunday looks mostly sunny, with low 80s in the western counties, upper 80s and low 90s in the east, and windy. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid-80s with low 60s overnight. North central, mid to upper 80s, and tonight we're in the upper 60s and low 70s. Around 90 northeast and about 70 overnight. Southwest, mid-80s with low 60s for the overnight lows. South central, upper 80s and upper 60s and low 70s overnight. Near 90 in the southeast counties, tonight we're in the low 70s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...